for you to become better should get to know all of these nonsenses here. As long as there is one little bit of that stuff of those people you call kafar. Who is kafar? Mainly to us, kafar is heartless. The one whose heart is inactive, therefore his mind is active. This is kafar. You know how? Because if your heart is inactive, imagine, then how are you doing this stuff? You believe 100% to your intelligence, your ego, and yourself. Because everybody could cheat, everybody could be your enemy, and you can trust no one. So you are you, in you, imprisoned in you, voluntary imprisonment in self is to believe and obey your intelligence only. When you open your heart, suddenly you are not in control. That's the first taste of it. You are not in control. You give the control to someone else. You trust means you believe in something out of you. This is the first step to come out. That's why you need at least one person, and one person alive, to be your peer. To step out, to understand that it's more than you in you, because you need these relationships. That opening up will warm your heart. It's not that you give up something. You will gain a lot. And you are the one at the end. You are not the one at the beginning. You are a process. Right? He came to this and said, you want to know the name of something? Go and ask someone who knows. Let me tell you something. That he does not bestow a man according to that which is only alone or temporary. This is verse 12 and 45. He said, listen, the name they put on you means the language now with a label. The label you carry will not sit on you because of this moment or that moment or that moment. The totality of you, which are not your thought, is the process of your heart. How you lived your life. Not in that particular moment you did this or that. That particular subject you succeeded or not. These are not. These are the moment of temporary joy. Happiness cannot be limited to these boundaries of temporary thinking. The human could see with another kind of light. The one who sees with the real light will see the secret of all these names, all the labels that you could do. Let me tell you something. The best example we give you is this fellow, Adam, the grandfather. God gave him everything, and he had everything. Didn't he? He was the best of the best. But the consequence was there waiting. So there was this order, and he didn't know. Is this an order or negation? Is he told to do something or not to do something? This was that moment that we'll talk eternally, because really, honestly, it didn't happen to one man a couple of thousand years ago. It's happening always to all of us. This is what it is. We are created as Adam, and we are tempted by Satan of knowledge. To what? To get the fruit. To try to eat the strange thing. To try to know the thing that we don't know. To discover. Main thing about a human being is we were curious, right? That curiosity and all that, in that moment, all those knowledge will stop. You will do something. Wrong or right? Interesting that you are here and you're ready to judge the guy. Was he doing right or wrong?
Yes, both.
None, both. Because right or wrong comes after the fruit. The fruit of knowledge will bring in right or wrong. Before that, there is no right or wrong. But he should do it. He should do it as a strange thing. Why? This is right, cultivating something. You plant something for the fruit, right? If it was not for this, you wouldn't care about that plant, would you? She's too busy having the fruit of that action. That action was an implantation to divide that Adam and Satan. Satan, clever guy, the source of knowledge, he is too God. And he has the best logical argument. He said, if you didn't want it, you wouldn't have it. So it's you. And he was correct, right? Adam. Adam didn't need correctness. First of all, Adam is not alone. This Adam is. The guilty part is Eve. Remember, Eve will do all of this because that's the intelligence. But doesn't matter. Totality is there. So we will stand over and say, Rabbanah. Means? It doesn't matter wrong or right. This is the happening that helped Adam to become responsible, to accept the responsibility. He brought no excuse about this. He didn't say, oh, Eve did it. That was true. He didn't say, oh, Satan tempted us. He didn't talk about any, no excuses. He was talking from heart. Standing up and accepting the responsibility. That's the first point. Look at this. No matter whom you're looking at, this is always ready to not only bring in excuses, even make up excuses. The other part is the human spirit, which is not looking for excuses, but accept the responsibility. No matter what. This is the difference. Relying upon yourself, relying upon your brain, your intelligence, this, you are the students of Satan. Because that's what Satan is. Full of knowledge and an inflated ego. That's one part of human being. The other one, is full of heart and accepting the responsibility. Whatever happens, look for your responsibility in it. Not to blame this and that, or the people, or whatever. Accepting the responsibility is the point. And that's how he did it. Remember, we started today's speech with Ta'avim, right? That interpretation. When that interpretation prevailed in his mind, his nature hastened and in bewilderment toward the wind. Because that's how he was attracted to the fruit. That changing of priorities. Suddenly, in the moment, priority was my curiosity. So he grabbed it. Therefore, we don't say that's a sin. Yes, we label it sin because we want to accept the responsibility. But we know how did it happen. And there are some traps that you're not supposed to see. It should be there, and you're not supposed to see, and it's hidden from you. This is the rest of this paragraph that, inshallah, next time we're studying. You didn't remind me to go faster. Like that, if you don't make a big effort, your graduation will be postponed.
We can celebrate our funerals and our graduations at the same time.
Yes.
Will we be having classes in August?
What do you mean?
Will we be having classes in August?
Why shouldn't we?
Well, I just heard that some will be.
I
misunderstood something I heard someone else say.
No, in August, end of the August, we have this retreat. What is the end of the August? It has nothing on the classes. No, the month that I choose last year and the year before that was January, which is not the best month to have a vacation, but because the classes from December they start to wobble a little bit and people don't come back and things like that, I choose it and I may change that one. So classes are not promised. Forget that.
Thank you.